So let's review. We learned in the Mishnah at the end of the previous daf, Kol ha-yotzim in the eitz, einu metameh tumas oilam, ela pishtim. Flax is the only wood product that can become tameh through tumas oil when serving as a roof over a mess. In other words, the oil itself becomes tameh. Rabbi Elazar explains that we derive this halacha through a gzeirah shava of the word oil, which is found in Parshas Chukas regarding tumas oil, as it says, Zois ha-tayr, odom kiyomas ba-oil. And the Parshas Pekudeh, regarding the covering of the Mishkan, it says, Vayifres es ha-oil ala Mishkan. Now since the Torah uses the word oil to describe the flaxen material that was used in the covering of the Mishkan, it is included in the halacha of tumas oil. At this point, it would be helpful to review the coverings of the Mishkan. The first one was the Urias oil, which was made of linen and three types of wool. Above that was the Urias Ha'izim, made of goat's hair. Above that were the Urias Elam Adamim and the Urias Tachashim, in which there is a Machlikas in the Braisa mentioned a bit further on this Amid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Machsois Hayu, Echad Shal Urias Elam Adam, Ve'echad Shal Urias Tachashim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that these were two separate coverings, for a total of four. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Michse Echad Hayu. Rabbi Nechemi holds that it was one covering, half of Urias Elam Adamim, and half of Urias Tachashim for a total of three. Rabbi Elazar adds that Ur Behemet Tahira, kosher animal hides, are subject to Tumas Oil, since animal hides were also used as a covering for the Mishkan. However, he questions whether Ur Behemet Tameya, hide of a non-kosher animal, is subject to Tumas Oil. Rabbi Adam Bahava explains the basis for this Shaila. Rabbi Elazar was uncertain whether Tachash Shahoye Behemet Moshe, Tamehaya, or Tarahaya. The tachash, the unique animal whose hide was used as one of the coverings of the Mishkan, was a kosher animal or not. In answer to Rabbi Elazar's question, Rabbi Yosef cites a braisa that states, Lehuchshru lemelecha shemayim elo ur behemet tahara levad. Only hides of kosher animals were fit to be used in the service of Hashem. Thus, the tachash used as a covering for the Mishkan must have been a kosher animal, and accordingly, only the hides of kosher animals are subject to tumas oil. The Gemara then cites Rava, who disagrees with the above conclusion and holds that hides of non-kosher animals are subject to tumas oil. And the Gemara seeks a scriptural source for this. After rejecting several possible sources, the Gemara cites Rava Mibarnish, who says that we derive this from a kal v'chomer from Neitzah shel Izim, from goat's hair, which we know is subject to tumas oil, since it was used as a covering for the Mishkan, but is not subject to tumas negoyim. Now certainly the hides of a non-kosher animal should be subject to tumas oil, since they are subject to tumas negoyim, as taught by a braisa earlier. The Gemara then explains that according to this view, that hides of non-kosher animals are subject to tumas oil, the point of Rav Yosef's braisa, Lehuchshru lemelecha shemayim ela'oy behemet tahara b'lvad, is not to teach that the tachash used in the Mishkan was kosher. For as Rashi explains, my dehava hava, what was. It must be teaching something relevant. Now according to Rav Yosef, the braisa taught that only kosher hides are subject to tumas oil, as explained earlier. However, according to Rava, that hides of non-kosher animals are subject to tumas oil as well, it must be teaching another practical halacha, namely that tefillin must be made from the hides of kosher animals. Now, the Gemara explains that the halacha, the major components of the tefillin, such as the parashias, the parchment, and the batim, the boxes, and the sinews used to sew them up, all must be made from kosher hides, is clearly known. The fact that tefillin must be written on kosher parchment is known from the pasuk stated in the parasha of tefillin, Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, so that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth, which indicates that the tefillin must be written on parchment min hamut beficha, which is permitted to be eaten. And the fact that the batim must be made from kosher hides is known from Halacha L'Meishe Mesinai. The Gemara concludes that it comes to teach that the ritzuos, the straps of the tefillin, must be made from kosher hides as well. The Gemara then returns to the question of whether the tachash was a kosher animal and cites the following: Oymahay Remei would say, Tachash Shahoy b'mei Moshe, the Tachash of Moshe Rabbeinu's days, Beria b'fnei Asmaya, was a unique animal. V'lo hichriyu b'chacham, im min chayahu, im min behemu. The Chacham could not decide if it was considered a behem, a domesticated animal, or it's considered a chaya, a non-domesticated animal. V'keren achas hoisle b'mitzchay, and it had a single horn on its forehead. U'lefi shon es damaloy l'moshe, v'osa mimena mishkan v'nignas. It existed at that time only, so that Moshe Rabbeinu would have it available for the Mishkan. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that the korban that other Marishan sacrificed to Hashem was an animal that had a single horn on its forehead. Since other Marishan used it for a korban, it obviously was a kosher animal. Therefore, we can presume that the tachach, which also had a single horn, was likewise a kosher animal. The Gemara also mentioned earlier that the hide of the tachach had many colors, and The Targum Onkelos calls it Sas Goyne, which stands for Sas Begvonen Shaloi. It rejoices in the beauty of its many colors. We continue with the Mishnah. Psilas HaBeged Shekiplo V'lohivva. A wick made from a folded garment that was not yet singed. And as Rashi adds, it is not merely folded, but twisted into a wick. Reb Elezer Omer Tmeyehi Ve'eimad Likim Bo. It is susceptible to Tumah, and one may not use it to light the Shabbos candles. Reb Akiva Omer Toheirihi Umad Likim Bo. Whereas Reb Akiva holds that it is no longer Mekabel Tumah, and one is permitted to use such a wick. In order to understand this dispute, and why Reb Elezer forbids the use of such a wick, the Gemara first makes the following 4 points. Hacha Begimel Al Gimel Mitzumtzam Esaskin. The Mishnah is referring to a piece of cloth that was exactly 3x3 etzbos, finger breadths, which is the minimum size of a cloth to be considered a garment for tumah susceptibility. Ubi yamtiv shechaliyas erev Shabbos eskin. The Mishnah is referring to a case where yamtiv fell on Friday, and thus the Shabbos lights are being kindled on yamtiv. Dekula alma islo Rabbi Yehuda. Both Tanoim of the Mishnah follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ema sikim eshevikalim. It is forbidden to fuel a fire on yamtiv with vessels that broke on yamtiv, because they are mukta due to noilet, something that was newly created or received a new status on yamtiv. And the kula alma is lo de ulu. Both Tanaim of the Mishnah hold like ulu, who said, "Hamadlik tzorch shialik berev hayetze." When kindling Shabbos lights, one must light the majority of the portion of the wick protruding from the oil. Accordingly, the problem with lighting with such a wick on yamtiv is as follows. Reb Elezer holds, "Kipul einam oil." Merely twisting it into a wick does not remove its status as a beged garment. Therefore, he says, Temeyehi, it retains its status as a kli, which is Mekabel Tumah. As a result, as soon as one begins to light this wick, which started off with exactly the minimum shear of 3x3 etzbos, it immediately falls below the minimum shear, thereby rendering it its shivri kli, a broken utensil, and it is now muksa due to nailed. Therefore, he may not continue to fully light the wick, for one may not use a broken utensil on yamtiv to light a fire. Rabbi Kiva, however, holds, Kipul Moil. Twisting a 3x3 garment into a wick removes it from its status as a beged garment. This explains Rebbe Kiva's opinion of Toheri. It is not Mekabel Tumah because it no longer has the status of a kli. Now, as Rashi explains, since it's forbidden to make wicks on yamtiv, this obviously was done before yamtiv, and the folded wick already lost its status of a kli before yamtiv. Then there is no noilet on yamtiv when he begins to light it, and it is therefore permitted to light these wicks on yamtiv.